Okay, so we're continuing on Eged Kli Shmei Eged and moving to Eged Yad Shmei Eged. So basically, you have machlokas. So let's just review, quick review, okay? So the first halacha is that if you have an item and you remove it from a rishos and you put it over 99% into the next rishos, you're not chayev. It's not hotzah until you remove it entirely, okay? 100%. You don't say ruba kakula. And the question is, why not? Why don't you say ruba kakula? After all, you want to define the location of the thing, and there is, so to speak, a conflict, so you should define it, al-pi rov. But you don't do that. So he said the reason why is because, if an object would fall down from the sky and land on the border, we said then you define its makom based upon rov. That's what you would do. Because it doesn't have a pre-existing makom, and it's looking for a den makom, so it's going to be defined nikva al-pi rov. But here, an object has a history. In other words, an object has a din makom, the first rishos, okay? And now in order to break that, you have to totally remove it from the first rishos, okay? And even if it's 1% there, 99%, that 1% is an expression of its underlying nature. So that's going to maintain its chal hashem in the first rishos. So in order to break that, you have to totally remove it from the first rishos, okay? That's first one. Okay, now you have a question is, let's say you have a kli. Okay, so this is the easy case. So let's say you have a cucumber and a clay. Big clay and has cucumber. And the cucumber is halfway across the border. Okay? It's more, 99% across the border. So that's the same exact case. Okay, same exact case you have a cucumber, what do you need the clay for? Clay doesn't add or subtract anything. It's the same thing. Cucumber is, the clay is 99% over, the cucumber is 99% over, same thing. But the question is, let's say you have a little chardal, so a clay full of tiny little mustard seeds. And it turns out you have some mustard seeds which are entirely across the border. Okay? So, you could, one argument is that those mustard seeds are basically have taken on the new din makom. They're 100% removed from the first din makom, and now they're in the new makom. Okay, so there you have your chayiv. And that's one shita. That's Chizkia. Okay? But Rabbi Yochanan says no. You say, Eged Kli Shmei Eged. Okay, which means somehow the fact that it's all in one kli is somehow united with all the other mustard seeds. It's like one mass of mustard seeds somehow, or something like that. And you say that you're not chayiv until you remove the entire thing, okay? Until it's totally out into the other rishos. So the question is, what's the svar for that? What's the svar to say? And that's what it turns out. The machlokes is, do you say eged kli shmei eged or eged kli lav shmei eged? So what does it mean eged? So Rashi explains that it means it's like it's the kli, the fact that the kli of the mustard seeds, even though you have mustard seeds are totally in the other rishos, since the kli of the seeds is still in the first rishos, so therefore that will bind it to the first rishos, and that's machlokas. Will the kli bind it to the first rishos, okay, or not? So we explained that the idea is that in order to break the chafza from the first rishos, definitely the substance of the chafza has to be totally removed from the first rishos. Okay? The substance. But the question is, if let's say here you have, like, see, the kli is not part of the substance of the chafza, but it's like the functional, it's like a functional extension of the chafza. How do you access the mustard seeds? Via the kli. So the function of moving it is accomplished via the kli. And therefore, in a certain sense, the kli is like an extension of the chafza, based upon the framework of function. Again, in substance, it's nothing to do with it. It's a totally separate thing. But since the way you access the seeds when they're in a kli is via the kli, so therefore, you could argue that in order to break the relationship to the first rishos, it doesn't suffice to break the substance of the machardal. But even the functional extension, even the kli has to be removed. And if it's not, the fact that its kli, its access point, is still in the first rishos will prevent it from breaking the din rishos, the first din rishos on the thing. That's the machlokas. Do you say that in order for it to retain its relationship to the first rishos, do you need some of the substance to be in the first rishos? Or even if the functional extension is in the first rishos, that's enough to retain its underlying, its relationship, its shame of the first rishos? That was Rashi. So that's what Rashi learned. So that's what Rashi learned. That was Machlokes going to Rashi. It's good. It comes very nicely. It's a very nice step after our first definition of why you need to remove it totally. You know, it's like a follows good. So then you have the Rambam. Rambam doesn't learn this way. Because the Rambam says the reason why the Kli you have to be motzi the entire thing. The kli, you know, the way kli works is the kli makes. He says the kli makes everything inside of the kli like one object. He makes it all like one thing. Okay, the kli renders all of the chardals to be like one big chardal mass, and it's one object. It becomes like a big, like a kishum, like a cucumber, and therefore you haven't been motzi the entire cucumber, the entire chardal mass. Okay, and that's the machlokas going on. Do you say that the kli renders it all into being one object? Okay, not because its relationship to the first rishus. He just says it's one object. It is one object. It's not because, like, even if it fell down from the sky, it's one object. You know, it's not because its relationship to the first rishus. He learns eged. Rashi learns eged means relation, relating to the first rishus. Rambam says is the kli renders it all, makes it like it's an aguda, like a bundle, and it makes it into one object. Okay, so he said the idea there is that the question is, well, how do you define it? In Hotzal, you're motzi a chafetz. You take a chafetza and you define, you change its makom. But how do you define the chafetza of Hotzal? Do you define it by like the normal world of chafetzos, universal den chafetza? In which case, each piece of chardal is a separate chardal. Chardal is a chardal. This is one chardal, two chardals, three chardals. Every chardal is a separate thing. And you're doing Hotzal on a chardal. And this chardal changed the rishos. The fact that another chardal, which is next to it in the clay, didn't change rishos, but the chafetza of hotza is the chafetza of a chardal. And therefore your motzi, 50 chardals, whatever. Okay? Or do you say that the chafetza of hotza is defined by the framework of hotza, namely carrying. And when you have object in a kli, and they're carried via the kli, so the kli is mitzaref all the chafetzos inside the kli to being like one chafetza shel hotza. You don't motzi 50 different chardals. You motzi the chardals of the kli, the mass of chardal which is found in the kli. So in the framework of hotza, it's not 50 different objects, but it's the chard, it's the mass of chardal in the clay. So the clay, in the framework of Hotzah, when you have objects in a clay, the objects become united by the clay as being one object, so to speak, which the clay is being motzi. So that's if, but that's assuming that you define the chafetza of Hotzah limited in the framework of Hotzah itself. But if you say the way you define the chafetza, even in the parsha of Hotzah, is by universal din of a chafetza, then every single piece of chardal is a separate piece of chardal, and therefore it's going to be even motzi. You know, you don't need to bring the clay. Okay. So that was the machlokes. That was what we did last time. So that was the machlokes between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Fine.
Did you figure out the
just briefly? Okay. So briefly. So the question was raised last time, so based on Rashi, because he says Adchiosi Kolamar Elinken Hotzi Barishona Kol Hakupa. It's the Rashi. That's Rashi in the Mishnah. He says basically the implication of Rashi is that if you put this kli full of these chardals or kishuin on the border, let's say 99% across, okay, 99% across or 51% across. So you're not chayev, good. It's a good way not chayev, because it's one entity or whatever, and or it's the kli still relates it back to the original makom. So its original Rishem Rishos is still there. Yet it seems from Rashi that this, if another guy came and picked it up and then put it the rest of the way, he also wouldn't be chayev. Right? So the question is, why not? If you're saying is that the Shem Makom is still the old Shem Makom, because it still retains its underlying identity until you remove it totally, so the second guy, it should be chayev, because he's taking an object that still has the old din makom and he's bringing it across 100% the whole entire way. So that guy should be chayev, but the implication from Rashi is that he wouldn't be. Okay? You get the question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the idea we answered is like this, and the answer we used last time is good for this also, which is that when you say, you look at the history of the thing and you say the thing has a shame of the old Rishos because that's where its makom was, you know? That's insofar as defining the makom of the chafetza. But in the Maisa Hotzah, the Maisa is limited to the here and now, so to speak. The action is, basically, if you have a thing which is across the border, okay, let's say the Chardals, where all the Chardals are across the border, just the Kli is on the first side. So then you can't say I'm doing a Maisa Hotzah of the Chardos. Even though the shame in the Chafza really was still the old shame, and I'm changing it. But it lacks in the Maisa Hotzah. Maisa Hotzah is a physical form that I'm transferring an object. Okay, I'm transferring the physical location of an object, not the conceptual. The conceptual is good in the definition of the chafza, but in the maisa just goes by the physical, the mechanical action. What are you doing? So you're not doing a maisa hotza. Okay, so that's if the chardals are all the way over, or even if you have a kishuin, but the thing, let's imagine the kishuin is 51% over the border. Okay, so rove of it is across the border. So now if I complete it, so since physically majority of it is already across, you can't say I did a maisa hotza. You know what I mean? Whereas the Maisa Otzah, if it's already over the border, Rove, so then the Maisa is not a Maisa of really transferring it. So similarly, the second guy's not, even though it's Shem Rishos, is still the other one. Well, it's the same answer. It's not going to matter because you don't do it, or it's as long as, and if it were less than Rove, then maybe a Hanami. In other words, if only 30% of it were across the border, so then of course the first guy is not going to be Chayiv because he didn't even bring Rove. And then I'd say the second guy would be Chayiv. But that's not the case of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah, the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah is where it's more than Rov over, and that's why the Chiddush is that the first guy is not Chayiv. The thing is, but then the second guy is not going to be Chayiv either.
Well, let's say it's only 30.
So let's go further. Okay. So further is on Sadi Bezam and Aleph. So the Gemara basically goes, it says, Abaye and Rava have the same exact machlokas as Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah. Okay? And Chizkiah. So it's Sadi Bezam and Aleph. It says, V'chein Amar Rava. Okay, V'chein Amar Rava. V'chein means Rava is saying the same thing as Chizkiah says. Lo shanu ela b'kupa malei kishum v'deluin av malei chardel chayev. So, and the only time we say is remove it 100 totally, the kli totally is by kishum v'deluin. But by chardels, you're going to be chayev, because each piece of chardel is separate. Alma, ksavar, eged kli, lo shmei eged. You don't say that the kli unites them, you have to remove the whole kli. And Abaye Amar Fil Meichardel Potter Al Mekzav Regi Klish Meyaget. Okay, so basically the same exact things. Whereas Rava lines up with Chizkiah and Abaye with Rabbi Yochanan. So then the Gemara says, "Come Abaye B'Shitasi De Rava, come Rava B'Shitasi Abaye." So even though they held that, they switched. Okay, so they changed their minds and they both went the other way. Okay, Rashi Shneim Chazur B'Dvarim VeEchlifam. It says a high, pretty seems like a high level to be able to switch like that. Because normally each guy, once one guy goes over, you're happy to have the other guy on your side. You know, it's hard to give up your spara after you've been fighting with the other guy to see it, and then to go back his way. It's interesting. It's interesting that happened. But it happened. And honest guys, why not? I mean, honest guys, why can't it happen? I mean, people change their minds, so why can't they both change their mind? The probability is going to work out. It's going to happen once in a while. Okay, fine. So that's what happened. They changed their minds. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, based upon their changing minds, Rami da Abaye da Abaye, Rami da Rava da Rava. Okay. So now, we have another Shmaita, okay, another statement, Amorak statement, which basically goes against their mind changes. Okay? That's what Tosus points out. Kimle lehashas, the hachamilsa demaisi itmar, basar da hadarbo. As Tosus says that the Gemara knows that this Itmar, which it's going to bring in, is after they change their minds. Because you could just say, you can ask Akasha, oh, maybe that's because before they change their minds. But apparently the Gemara knew, Tosus is saying, that this Itmar is the final at the end of the day thing. They change their minds pretty quickly. And this Itmar is already years later or whatever, you know? So it's going to ask Akasha because in this Itmar it's going to imply like the first way, not like the way they changed their minds. Okay? Fine. It's funny because the answer is going to end up being reverse it. change the Itmar. It's going to end up changing the Itmar also. I guess the Itmar was back from the old days. Okay, fine. So let's just take the Itmar. So Itmar. So again, which way is it now? So if they change their minds, so Rava basically is saying Eged Kli Shmei Eged. Right, Rava holds that even in the Chardal case, you have to remove the whole Kli, and Abaye holds not. Okay? Fine. So let's see. So, Deidmar. Hamotzi peros lo shus harabim. So let's say you bring fruits out to shus harabim. Okay. So far, so good. So it says, Abaye amar biyar chayev b'kli pater. Okay, so what does it mean? Biyar chayev. So what does it mean, biyar? Of course. I mean, it's not a clear statement. Hamotzi peros, why shouldn't he be chayev? Why shouldn't he be pater? So Rashi fills in. B'yad chayev, mishi yatsu haperos. So the second the peros get across the border in your hand, yechayev, v'afal pisha gufo b'rishas hayachid, even though your body is in rishas hayachid, v'lo amrinon eged gufo shmei eged. You don't say that your body is like all somehow, you know, since your body is still back in the first rishas, so therefore, it's like the fruits haven't totally left. You don't say that. Okay, you don't say that since that your body somehow, just like the kli held brought it back, you know, relates it to the first rishos, that the body relates it back to the first rishos. You don't say that. Okay, fine. You may wonder, what about hanacha? You're not putting it down. But they say it's so it's below three tvachim, so it's like a lover. So basically it's like you put it down. Okay, fine. B'kli pater, calls man, she is mixed as a kli, b'beisa. So as long as some of the kli is in the house, so you're pater. Okay, why? Because eged kli shmei eged. So the kli relates it back to the kli relates it back to the first rishos. But the hand doesn't. Okay, so they're split. They don't go the same. The kli, as long, you have to be multi entire kli, and as long as some of the kli is back in the first rishos, you say that it's not otza. But if the hand, if the body is, the hand is fully across, but the body is still partially in the rishos, you don't say, eged guf shmei eged. Or eged guf shmei eged. You don't say that. Okay? You don't have to put the whole body across. So that's abaye. Okay? And rava amar biyad pater. So why you pater biyad? It means if you put your hand across totally, you're still pater, even though the fruits are totally across. The eged gufo shmei eged. Okay, the attachment or the hand being in the first rishos is considered like it's still tied to the first rishos. The yado basar gufo grera, because your hand is drawn after your body. Okay, your hand is drawn after your body, and your body is still in the first rishos, so your hand is drawn after your body. Whereas a person like pulls back his hand to his body. Okay, so therefore, the hand comes with the body. So therefore, you're not a chayev. But b'kli, chayev. Okay, the kasha atravayhu l'masha achlif on shitasun. So basically, it's a kasha on both of them. The kli part ends up being a kasha on both of them. Okay? You follow the chashman. So it turns out it's against the way they changed. Okay, so basically, my answer is epach. Okay, so switch it back. Okay, you're going to switch it back. Switch this idmar. There's the idmar, Rav Anabayev switched around. So this way it will be in line with, and there's this girsa of the idmar, where I guess maybe is like a remnant of the way it used to be. But they really have to change the idmar back to the way it's to their switch. Okay, so essentially, whatever. We don't have to get into the details of who, you know. They line up. Okay, the idmar basically ends up that they all line up. Okay, but the point is, you see, that if you hold, what you hold about eged gufo, I'm sorry, eged kli, is the opposite about what you hold about eged gufo. Okay, and this we don't understand yet. This is the first time we're seeing eged gufo. But in other words, if you hold that the kli will still relate it to the first rishos, then you hold that the hand will, the body will not, and vice versa. It's not clear that it has to be that they're different, but they could be different. That much is clear. Okay, you don't say that whatever you say by the one, you say by the other. They're different issues. They're different, maybe even reversed, but certainly different issues. Okay? So let's go a little further than Gemara, okay? So it says, Biyar Chayev. So if you put it across in your hand, you're Chayev. Right? Put it across in your hand, you're Chayev. So this is the sheet that holds that you don't say, Eged Yad, Eged Guf HaShmei Eged. So once you put it across, you're Chayev. The Yatanan, Pasha Baal Bayis, is Yad HaLachot. This is our Mishnah. V'Nata L'Mihani Mitocho, Ushin Nosan L'Socho, V'Hechnet Shnei Beturim. That basically means that you need a Akira and Hanacha. You just put your hand across, you're not chayev until you put it down in the other guy's hand. If the other guy takes that out of your hand, you're not chayev. So what happened to hanacha, basically? Where's your hanacha? So where's your hanacha? Right? How can you be chayev once you cross the line? It's very nice you don't say eged gufo shmei eged, but where's your hanacha? Right? So Gemara answers, hasam lemaila migimel, hacha lemata migimel. The Mishnah is talking about where it's above three tvachim. The time of mission, the low nach, the low mission eged gufo. So the reason why in our Mishnah you're not yod, you're not over, is not because eged gufo, because you're going to pull your hand back, it's because there's no hanach. There's no hanach. But v'achal amata migemol deleka lemifterei. Okay. Look at a mifterei. I don't know what that's going on. But look at mifterei mishum hanacha de kimunach dami. Because since it's less than three tvachim, so it is kimunach. Okay, it's kimunach. So since it's kimunach, therefore you don't have a problem. So it's like you did a hanacha. Okay, it's lamata migemol. So therefore you don't have to actually put it down once it's lamata migemol. It's like it's munach.
Even if you're still moving.
Even if you're still moving, I don't know. But you know, you put it across. Right, but if you hold Eged Gufo, so even though there's a Munach, but if you say Eged Gufo Shmei Eged, so then it's very nice, it's Kemunach and it's less than three, but Eged Gufo Shmei Eged, so it's like it's part of the Guf or something like that. It's still related back to the first Rishos somehow. I mean, that's what you have to understand. What's this Eged Gufo Shmei Eged? I mean, Eged, it's clearly not the exact same thing as Eged Kli Shmei Eged because it's opposites. So, but I mean, I guess, right, so these are the facts. Okay, I mean, I guess we have to first of all differentiate. Like, why don't you say they're the same? Like, for instance, Eged Gufo, Eged Kli Shmei Eged, man, since the object, let's say according to Rashi, since the object's access point, or functionally the object is still related back to the first Rishos, because the Kli. So if it's in your hand, why don't you say the same thing? I'm like, why is the hand not... Why don't you just say, since you say Eged Gufo, Eged Kli, you have to say Eged Gufo, the same thing, because functionally you can just pull it right back. Like, why is it not the same? According to Rambam also, we're going to have to do it, but let's start with Rashi. Like, why don't you... Why aren't you forced to say...
The
X point is the hand. Right, the X point is the hand, and therefore you say it's not fully across. Oh, the hand is over. This whole comparison isn't good. It's they're not the same thing. Because the idea is that the Kli is that which is like the holder of the fruits, and that's whereby you grab the fruits by. You grab the fruits by their Kli. So the Kli is really, in a certain sense, an extension of the fruits. Functionally, it's an extension of the fruits. But, I mean, the hand isn't an extension of the fruit. The hand is that with which you're doing the action of Otsah. Nothing to do. You can't say it's a part of the fruit. You don't say your hand is a part of the fruit. Your hand is your person and you're doing an action to the fruits with your hand. Just like your hand isn't a part of the clay. So the clay is because it is the extension, it is the functional, the place whereby you grab the fruit. So that's why you'd say that it's like a component of the fruits and therefore it's not removed. You could argue if the clay is not removed, the fruit isn't removed. When you say because your hand isn't removed, but your hand isn't an extension of the fruit. So that's a different question. Whether you say your hand, Eged Guf, Shmei Eged, is not because your hand is like a part of the thing. It's a different question. And that's what Rashi says, because Yada Basa Gufo Greiro, which means you're going to pull your hand back. It's like a different kind of a... We have to understand what it is, but it's not that. Okay? And similarly, the Rambam. What the Rambam said? The Rambam said is that the Kli makes everything inside of it one. It's not Shaykh here, because the idea of the Kli means... Because the chardals are contained in a kli, so the kli is like a mitzare, that's their holder, and the kli is a mitzare for them all as one object of carry. But you don't say if your hand does that, because your hand is what's doing the action. But the object, your hand is carrying many different objects. Your hand isn't like a part of the object or the holder of the object. In the same way with the Kli. Kli, that's their state. The hand is just, that's the action. That's not the identification of the Chavtza. The identification of the Chavtza could be based upon the Kli, because that's the way they're held. Your hand isn't the holder of them. Your hand is that which is doing the action and bringing them across. Now, they're distinct mustard seeds, so I'm bringing across a bunch of distinct mustard seeds. It's an open question. So far, we have to figure out, is this machlokas about Eged Yad going to be a difference between Rashi and Rama? Or I get guf, shmei eged or not. I mean, according to the soul of the eged kli, they say differently. But the question is, what about by eged yad? I mean, I'll just say the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't hold by eged gufo, eged yad, shmei eged. So you're not gonna be able to see what he says. He just doesn't hold by it. But he holds like the other shita, because he holds by the kli, right? They're opposite. So by kli, he says eged kli shmei eged, but eged yad, he doesn't hold by. But so the way he has it is basically he has the halacha. Yud Gimel Hei says you need makiran anacha, and then Yud Gimel Vav says ba med v'amurim k'shar isi yado l'mayla mishlosha. That's if your hand is above three. Avol hoisa yado v'soch shlosha samach la'aretz. But if you just put your hand across the border and it's below three, then So it's like you did a hanacha on the ground, and you're chayev. Okay. So he doesn't. So we're not gonna be able to tell how he understands because he just simply doesn't hold by it. He holds by the shita, so he doesn't have a parish on the shita. But the question is, what's the idea? I mean, let's just show you again. What's the basic idea here of eged gufo shmei eged? I mean, the thing is across, the kli is across. I mean, there isn't the kli is totally across, the object is totally across, but your hand isn't across. Your body, your hand is across also, but it's like attached to your body. And all the Rashi gives in Rashi says because eged, I'm sorry, because he says yado basar gufo greira, yado basar gufo greira. Okay, so what? So what does that mean? Your hand is drawn after your body. I think before we get to the machlokas. I mean, that's the harder side. I mean, and the simple side is, look, you put it across. It's across. It's totally across. The kli is across. So what? Your hand is part of your... So what? What's the idea? So that's the question wasn't the other was a good for greater. So what? I mean, Obama is the things across the Rishos. So Rafi is saying is that it means because since the... If you ask a guy, where's the location? Identify the location of the object. So if a guy's holding it, and his body is in on Rishos Rabim, let's say, and his hands are across the Rishos, across into Rishos Yachid, but a hand is part of the body, a hand is really just a part of the body, and the body is in Rishos Rabim, so therefore its identification, its location, goes is by the body, so therefore the object is really still in the Nishos Rishos, because he has a Basa Gufa Gera. And I, it's a Mata Migemol and it's Kamunach. Still, I mean, that's you could ask that question, but you could say it doesn't matter.
If it were in midair,
I mean, that's going to prevent it from being a munach, because since the other is part of the body, and the body is another shell, so it can't
right.
be a munach.
Is there any more primary?
Okay, so then I guess the question would be, so what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas about whether you say the vasagufagir or not? Right, because they say one guy is holding that after all, so identification, slav makom is a nikma based upon the body. So, and then the other guy says, no, it's not. Right, so that's really why not. What's the machlokas, right? So if you go with that, that's because what's the machlokas. I was thinking kind of for that, yeah, there was a good girl, like what Chaim's saying, that, I'm not exactly the same, but the idea that it's like, at any moment, Yathabas Gubagara means you put your hand goes drawn after your body. So it's like, it's true the object is in the Nurushas and it's a Munach, but it's like omeid to come back. It's like, you know, it's like you write, it's like in general you have a malacha. It's similar to the idea of like the Mashane Maskayim. So you write your name in the sand, you know, and the waves are going to blow it, knock it out in a second. So that's not a malacha. So something is basically, you do the malacha, but it's omeid to be undone in any moment. So that lacks as a din malacha. So the thing is, since your hand is basa gufa garer, which means that your hand basically comes after your body, a person doesn't keep his hand outstretched like that. It's just not a normal state. And his hand is a part of the body, and naturally you pull it back to your body. So it's true, right now, the thing is across the border, and you'd say it has a din nach because of the matam and gimel, but it's like a malacha, which is awaiting to be undone. So that's not a din malacha. Okay, malacha is productivity. It's a product. And something which is omid to be undone, that undermines the din of of malacha. So that's a different way to learn what it means, how Yad Vashem Guf HaGar is working. Not because it's conceptually... I mean, you could say it's the same idea. I mean, but in other, it's a little different. It's like, I mean, it could be true, Rafi, what you're saying, is that it's makom is going to be defined by your body. But you were making it like... Your way is more, it's like because... The essence of the hand is the body, you know, and therefore, like conceptually, the hand is drawn after the body, you know. But what Chaim says, it's like, because practically, you're gonna pull it back. So therefore, it's din makom is the makom of the body. You know what I mean? You say them both. And, I mean, I don't know. They're both good. I don't know. You don't have to. I think either way, it makes sense. I'm not sure which one is going on here, but I don't see why we should. At least for the time being, there's no reason to limit our choices here. They're two different ideas. They both make sense. So the question is, but either way, could we get a machlokas now? So what's the... So this is all assuming you say, eged gufo shmei eged. They make sense. Either one of them makes sense. I mean, how could you undo... I mean, that's... Especially the second one. The first one seems you could argue with. You could say, yeah, it's not conceptually, you don't define it based upon the conceptual part of the body, for whatever. You could argue that as well. But to say that it's all made to be undone, I mean, that seems to be solid. I mean, even if you don't say the Rafi's argument, you still say, like, you could say, hold them up, they're both true simultaneously, you know? You don't like Rafi form, but then why don't you, but how could you say it's a din malacha if they, it's only to be undone? And this is, that's a fact, the other was a guger, you can't argue on that fact. So basically, why is it any different than writing a name in the sand? That's basically only to be undone. So what kind of din malacha is that? How can you not hold, you know? That's a good question. So what's the machlokas now? How can you say I can goof a lavshmeg? Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to leave this question for tomorrow. Okay, I think tomorrow. Tomorrow's a little normal, okay, I think. So leave it till tomorrow, and then we'll try. We're going to do also the fact here in Tosfos. So it's on Hayam and Aleph, back to our Gemara. This, the reason why we came here is because of this Tosfos. Okay, he talks about Eged Yad Shmei Eged. Okay, so tracked it down from the Mechel Mamar and Peskamim. That's how I found it, I think. Basically, the reference to the Akamara. Okay, fine. So whatever. So you have here. So you got. So again, back to our Gemara. We didn't do the Gemara on this, but basically, it's Tosfos Gan Shishosho. But you got to do a little bit of Gemara. So because we never read this Gemara. Yeah, Daf Hei and Alfin Shabbos. So basically, the big problem in our Gemara, the big problem that our Gemara was grappling with is that our Mishnah's case has a halacha of Otsa, where you basically ochre it and put it in the main yach in the other guy's hand. But the problem is that in Otsa, we know you need a makom, you need a hanacha, it has to be in a makom dalad al dalad, because that's a din makom. And they're putting it in the guy's hand, the hand doesn't measure 4x4, 4th vachum by 4th vachum, so how is it a din hanacha? So that was the Gemara was grappling with for a long time. So Rav Avohu tries to give an answer. It says, Ela Amar Rav Avohu. Avohu is the first word in the line, about halfway down the page on Ham and Aleph. Ela Amar Rav Avohu kigon sheshil shel yado lamata migimol kibla. It's talking about where you transfer it below 3. As the guy, you basically put it into the other guy's hand when it's below 3. I guess right at the below 3 point. So therefore, you lower it into the guy's hand. Lamata migimol, havi kikarka, Rashi says. So that's perfect. So it's not hanacha in the hand, it's hanacha on the ground, because the hand is within 3 tefachim of the ground, so therefore it's really hanacha on the ground. So that's Kizra Mishnah. That's not what you thought the Mishnah was, where you handed the guy high up in the air. No, handed the guy low down. So the Gemara has problems. V'ha omeg katani, says the guy's standing. I mean, you're not going to be standing exactly. Well, 3 tefachim is pretty low. So you understand that's not the strongest question. So this is B'shocha. It's talking about you crouch down. Okay, you bend yourself down. You boy say beguma, maybe you're standing in a hole. You boy say bananas, it's a midget. Okay, so you have different ways to work it out. Okay, so basically, Rabbi doesn't like it. I'm Rabbi Ichbal Tanosh Min Kalhani. The Mishnah is going out of his way to teach these crazy yokemtos, and you can read them whatever Rashi's. But Rabbi doesn't like saying this is the case of the Mishnah. And the case is where you put it down. Pick a case where you put it down. I'm saying no. You tell me you put it in the guy's hand. And talk about this only this rare case where he's a midget or he's you know. So whatever, but so that's what Gemara basically wanted to say. But what's important for us is that sort of Rav Avohu held the case of our Mishnah is we put it into the guy's hand, both three tefachim, so therefore it's not resting in his hand; it's resting on the ground. Okay. So now Tosfos says like this: Kigon sheshil shel lamata migimol kibla. V'ksaver Rav Avohu de eged yad shmei eged. Okay, Rav Avohu holds that eged yad shmei eged. The lo shmei eged my area did not tell ani mitocha. Afilu nasan bal habayis lesocha hechayev haani kishe hotzi. Okay, so slowly. So he's saying is, so it's talking about where the bal habayis sticks his hand across. Okay, so the Mishnah had a case where basically the ani sticks his hand across the border, picks a thing up from the hand of the bal habayis, and pulls it back. Right? So he picks it up. Again, the Baal Bayis is holding an object. The Oni sticks his hand across, picks it up out of the hand of the Baal Bayis, pulls it back, and puts it down. Okay, so he's doing a Kiran HaNacha. He's chayiv. But if it weren't the case that he picked it up out of the hand of the Baal Bayis, but if the Baal Bayis put it into his hand, then he wouldn't be chayiv, because then he's only doing the Akira, not the HaNacha, not the Akira, because the Baal Bayis is the Akira. Oh, but... Right, but... Why don't you say that since the hand of the Ani is the Mata Migemel, even if the Baal Bayis puts it into his hand, even if the Baal Bayis puts it into his outstretched hand, that's Lamata Migemel. So now when you pull your hand back, you're doing an Akira and the Hanacha. Right? So when he's saying that it's Lamata Migemel, it's very nice that you're getting the Hanacha, but you have a different problem. It's too good. Because now in the case where you're only doing the Hanacha, you're really doing the Akira also. Because since your hand is Lamata Migemel, when the guy puts it into your hand, so therefore you're doing an Akira. Okay? Which is a problem. Okay? Because that's the case where you're Potter. So he says, well, the reason why you're not Potter is, the reason why you're not Chayev, is because Eged Gufo, Eged Yad Shmei Eged. Ravo is Eged Yad Shmei Eged. And since Eged Yad Shmei Eged, something you have to figure out. Okay, that's what you have to figure out. Somehow, that's Tosa's answer. Like, why don't you say if the Baal Bayis puts it in your hand and then you pull it out, you're doing an Akira and then a Hanacha? Because Eged Yad Shmei Eged. And the surface doesn't exactly explain it, because you're still doing an Akira and Hanacha, what does Eged Yad Shmei Eged have to do with it? But that's what he's trying to explain. I'm going to explain, why is it in the case where the Baal Bayis puts it into your outstretched hand, and then you pull it back and you do Hanacha, that's what the Mishnah is saying, is you're both Potter, because the Baal Bayis is doing the Akira, and you're doing the Hanacha. But he's saying, if you told him it's Lamata Migimel, the Baal Bayis is picking it up, putting it down, it's a Hanacha, he's not putting it in your hand, he's putting it on the floor, your hand is on the floor. And then you pick your hand up and pull it back across. So therefore, so you're doing Kiran Hanacha, so why don't you say you're going to be Chayim? So he answers, because since Rabbo holds Yad Shmei Eged, therefore you don't say that. Okay? And the rest of it is just Tosa showing is that talking about the Baal Bayis hand, both hands are below three. I mean, the rest is just working out. I mean, you could work out, maybe one hand's not above, but he says, that's essentially the point. Okay, so that's the question. How does that tie in? I mean, I think if we don't understand exactly Yad Shmei Eged, I mean, you're not going to be able to exactly understand it, but it has to do with that. But that's what he's trying. The pshat's a little hard. That's what he's trying to do. Okay?